Welcome back to the Norman Goldman Show. I'm Adam Klugman, filling in for Norman Goldman in the very chair where justice is served and where fierce independence is the norm. I love his slogans. And I want to talk just for a minute about Norm, because not only is Norm someone who I think of as a friend or someone who is a colleague, I also think about Norm as somebody who truly is fiercely independent. I feel like he does what he does not to promote himself, not to aggrandize himself, but he greets the world with a completely open heart and a total commitment to transforming the world with the talents and abilities that he has. You see, and this is the point. Everybody brings what they've got. Right? You if you got a shovel, you bring a shovel. If you've got a mouth, you bring your mouth. Whatever you've got to bring it to the change. But now is the time to bring it. So if you want to send me an email, adam@madashellinamerica.com. If you want to tell Norm what you think of me, send it to norm@normangoldman.com. We'll be right back with Junkyard Empire after this. Welcome back to the Norman Goldman Show. I'm Adam Klugman, sitting in for Norman Goldman while he's out doing good political works in the world. I am actually in the man's chair. This is the chair where 5 days a week Norm serves justice, fiercely independent. I am honored to be here having a great time with the crew in Los Angeles, this beautiful skies. And being able to introduce you to a lot of the people that I've been exposed to. Like I said at the beginning of the show, I like to have discussions with people in all these multivariate kinds of ways. That's how I figure things out, by talking to really smart, qualified people. Our next guests fall into that category. But I want a little preamble first. And here's my preamble. One of my complaints over the years has been that artists seem to be conspicuously absent from the political conversation. And that doesn't mean that we don't hear artists who import politics into their art. Do you know what I mean? And write a play about El Salvador or, you know, for example, even recently, Third Eye Blind kind of wrote a song about the Occupy movement. And that's different. That's a different consideration than actually applying one's art and artistry to politics. And we need that now. We don't need artists just importing their art, politics into their art, but artists applying themselves directly to the political change that we need to see in the world. We need to get away from lawyers and businessmen doing this, and we need artists. And so I recently heard of a band called Junkyard Empire. JunkyardEmpire.com is the website. They're also available on iTunes if you want to check them out. And I was really galvanized by what I heard when someone turned it on to me, because I felt like this was music. These were artists who were directly applying themselves to the political change. So before I introduce them, I want to play just a minute or so of the first clip, and then we're going to bring on Christopher Cox and Brian Lozinski, known as Brihanu.
Ethan McCord was one of the first soldiers to reach the scene of the killing.
We want a smash, crash, bash, mash, blast the system. We want to get it hype, get it live, get with the mission. We run the crowd loud, this pumping rhythm is hitting. We want to make it clear, we ain't scared. This is the vision we want. We want, we want, we want, we want, we want, we want, we want. Liberated land, supporting human conditions, not free market propaganda and corrupt politicians. Cause they own by special interest groups that fund their campaign. That's why you hear the same old things they claim, but change never came. It's a dirty game, maintained by rain for capital gain. But my people getting tired of the pain and the shame. We're not commodities or cars that turn the global economy. We're the promise of...
That band is Junkyard Empire. JunkyardEmpire.com is the website. And what I love about it is how directly and explicitly political it is. It's not afraid of politics. And I think for too long, artists have been afraid to be directly political. And that is why I'm having our new these next two guests on. They are Christopher Cox, who has been playing trombone in every kind of band imaginable for over the last 20 years and has shared the stage and studio with the likes of Stanley Jordan, Charnette Moffett, and the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra. He brings a musical component to a rap band. We'll get into some of the nuts and bolts of other components of the band. Our other guest is Brian Lozinski, also known as Brihanu, and he is the man behind the raps in Junkyard Empire and its co-founder. He's originally from Philadelphia, and his political awareness was formed not only by his parents, who are both teachers, but by early political rhetoric of rap groups like Public Enemy, Poor Righteous Teachers, and Organized Confusion. Do I have Chris on the line? Chris?
You got me. I'm copied up and ready to roll.
Chris Cox and Brihanu.
Yo, I'm here.
All right. This worked out technically. I'm really happy with this. So we have Christopher Cox and Brihanu here from Junkyard Empire, junkyardempire.com. So, Brihanu, why don't you take it? Brihanu is, as I said, the one behind the raps. Tell me a little bit. You're a co-founder of the band. Why did you form the band Junkyard Empire, and how do you see yourself as different from some of the other musical bands out there that are dabbling in politics?
Well, let's see. We formed a band. Chris is the original founder of the band, and in the beginning it was strictly an instrumental ensemble. He wanted to bring in a lyricist to kind of get a message out there that he thought that the music had as part of it, but needed to be more explicit in terms of an actual like rhetorical message. So Chris and I met and we decided, we both, you know, politically kind of agreed that things needed to change. That, you know, the potential of humanity was not reached, not being addressed. So that was really the goal behind the original formation of the band. And that was about 6 or 7 years ago now. And then from there, we just, you know, just really tried to stay on message, not only through our music, but through our actions. And through being able to organize with and really do some community work in the Twin Cities, in Minnesota, and so that's, you know, that was kind of, you know, the idea, like, really behind the band is not just a music group, but really more of an organizing force. And I think if you ask, like, what maybe separates us from other groups that dabble in politics within their music, I think it would be that it's not just politics in our music. It's more of a way of living.
I would say that it's politics as music, which is different than music about politics. Chris, why don't you take that on? Christopher Cox, who's the trombone player and founder of Junkyard Empire, junkyardempire.com. We're kind of talking about Junkyard Empire as art as politics. And this is that Brecht idea, that it shouldn't be, that art itself should be a political act in order to be transformative. So, Chris, go ahead and talk a little bit about your political activism and how that informs the work that you do with the band.
Yeah, well, first of all, thanks for having us on. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for coming on.
And, yeah, I mean, I think, the you know, first and foremost, it's, you know, obviously music doesn't have to be political. It can be anything. But, you know, I think what a lot of people forget is that music can be political.
That's a great point.
You know, it's a lot of people think that there's some kind of a, you know, there's a lot of bad juju around musicians deciding that they're going to merge politics and music. And, I mean, we've even found that within the music community, like other musicians who, you know, really don't agree with the direction that we've gone. And that's just, you know, that's part and parcel for this path. Jumping back to your question,
I mean, you've been part of the October 2011.org movement. You were on the steering committee. You're very politically involved, and I think that informs what I hear in the band from a content point of view.
Oh yeah, I mean, even from the early days, Brian and I would, you know, get together and get coffee and sit down and kind of chew the fat about what the, you know, about a broad array of issues. I mean, on a couple albums ago, we talked about things as you know, distant as, you know, sexual identity issues within American society and racism to, you know, the war in between Palestine and Israel. You know, so there's no holes that we leave unbarred or barred up. The other, and then on the more practical tip, yeah, over the last year, I have really luckily been taken under the wing of some really great organizers, most of whom are on the October 2011 committee, and we helped organize the Freedom Plaza occupation, which is happening in Washington, D.C. It started on October 6th and is actually still going now, and we have a massive winterization project underway, and it's very, very exciting. I was actually just on an email chain debating with fellow organizers about a press release that we're trying to put out that essentially says, you know, Van Jones and the Democratic Party and all these people who are trying to, you know, stake claim on this movement have no territory here. You know, I mean, it's one of the things that as organizers, a lot of people in this movement are really concerned about is, you know, going forward without being co-opted.
Yeah, I want to go back to...
I think the music can play a real strong role in that, too.
Well, I want to go back to something you said. I thought that was a great distinction, almost a correction on what I said. Art doesn't have to be political, but I think in this country and in general, we've forgotten that art can be political. And I think that that's a very good distinction. I remember reading an article recently after I had heard of you guys, someone lamenting that there were no artists, no music of this generation.
The New York Times article?
Yeah, and I felt like, well, wait a minute, I know it's out there. Let's talk about yourself and some other bands. There really is a political movement growing up alongside the Occupy movement. I see you guys as really leading that charge, but there are some other bands. So let's broaden the conversation now and talk about, maybe he's listening. If he's listening, he could check out some bands like Junkyard Empire, junkyardempire.com. What are some other bands that are doing the kind of direct political anthemic work that you guys are doing?
Oh man! Well, just right there in New York, where the author
lives. Hold on! Why don't we go over?
Both at the same time.
Hold on, Brian. Let's go to you, Brian. My fault. My bad, Brian.
I was just going to say that, you know, we're well aware that there's, you know, we're part of a lineage of groups that take up social and political issues in their music. So we're not in there any like naive impression that we, you know,
we're the only ones.
Had it, like, started this or in any way.
No.
You know, like, the groups that have really informed me that are, you know, especially in the hip-hop genre, people like Immortal Technique, Jasiri X, Welfare Poets, and he, you know, a lot of these MCs have been around for quite some time. And again, it's I'm trying to distinguish between artists that simply express political thought in their music and artists that are actually living beyond the realm of their music, living and are involved in organizing and involved in movement building.
Yeah, so you guys have played some pretty, I mean, I was talking to Chris the other day when we were preparing for the interview, talking about, you know, you guys always bring bandanas. I mean, you guys have been there right in the thick of it when the political stuff has gone down with the tear gas. And I think that Brian brings up a good point about how it's about trying to live our politics. And I don't always do it. I'm trying to live my politics and really show up. It's hard to do that, and it's even harder with art. One of the things, I want to play one more clip before I let you guys go. One of the things that's also really great about this band is that they're kind of like, I mean, the comparison to Rage Against the Machine is inevitable, but there's also something really musical going on in the band. This next song I'm going to play, just about 40 seconds of, I had this in my headphones as I was walking to the march at Occupy Portland on October 6th. So let's play B2.
Quiere libertad, Raquel Imperio. Quiere justicia, Raquel Imperio. Quiere igualdad, Raquel Imperio. Puña arriba, Raquel Imperio. Libertad, Raquel Imperio. Quiere justicia, Raquel Imperio. Quiere igualdad, Raquel Imperio. Puña arriba.
Yeah, if you ain't get it by now, reverse, go back like a rewind. The energy of my rhyme aligned with chakras in your spine. Intrinsic forces divorced from preconceived courses. The pulse of my voice guide you right back to the source. It's the hieroglyphic specific to certain biorhythmics. From Atlantic to Pacific, prolific with linguistics. Your brain fixes on the focal point of my narrative. The lust for cabbage turns average ones to savages. My pattern is shattering your elitist little gathering with ways more esoteric than the magic of the Vatican. Habits of Batman and the origin of sin. Lead rappers to the fact of the matter when they see their fans scattering. Listen to me spit and say that I don't wanna rap again. And go open the package and guzzle down a Heineken. The vinyl spins until it's cut and crossfaded.
The band is Junkyard Empire, junkyardempire.com. The song is Rock El Imperio, which, if you didn't get it into English, is Rock the Empire. Again, it's Junkyard Empire is the band. What I love about that song is it's political, but it also is just absolutely listenable. And what's great about the music is that it's also accessible, but expressly political. And I feel like I wanted to give people the information that there are bands out there that are on the leading edge. And I have a preference for you guys. I think you guys, for me, are the soundtrack to the revolution that's going on in this country. So I want to say thanks for coming on the show. Christopher or Brian, why don't you both take a parting shot?
Hey, Chris.
Chris? Did we lose Chris? Chris, okay, you want to take a parting shot? Brian, go for it.
Yeah, I just want to, again, thank you for having us on the show tonight. And, you know, I think one thing that I'd like to kind of make clear is that, you know, we lived in this, in the era of, like, you know, corporatized media. And a lot of times when you know, we don't hear political music in the mainstream and on the mainstream radio, we think it's because it's marginalized and people don't really want to hear it. Mm. But I think, you know, we have to see beyond the fact that it's not because people don't want to hear it. It's because there's an agenda to what does get played on the radio. And we say, like, you know, music that's not overtly political is not really political. That's not, that I wouldn't necessarily agree with that. I think all music is political. Some music just supports the status quo, and some music is, you know, kind of distracts people from reality. Some music is designed to be perpetuate, like, misogyny, racism, all other kinds of problems in our society. So I think that's one thing that I would want to leave, is that when people think about what kind of music they do hear on the radio, and when they, you know, get turned off by, like, overtly political stuff, why is it that you're turned off by a political message, but you're turned on by a violent message?
Right on. Chris, do you have anything to add to that? I think we may have lost Chris. The band is Junkyard Empire. JunkyardEmpire.com is the website. They're available on iTunes.
Had my mute button on there.
So you were talking, but we weren't hearing you. We're just really out of time, but Christopher, did you hear what Brian said? Because I thought it was really right on.
I did. I thought it was perfect, and I just wanted to give one quick shout-out, is that, you know, everybody needs to come to Washington, D.C. on March 30th. That's the national occupation of D.C.
Are you guys going to be playing there?
We are quite possibly playing there. We're still working out the details. And it's going to be in the Capitol Mall. And then one other thing is, if you really want to check out our music, I think the best place to go to is Bandcamp, which is just www.junkyardempire.bandcamp.com.
All right, Junkyard Empire, Christopher Cox, Brihanu, thank you so much for being on the show. I really do appreciate it. We'll check in with you another time, and hopefully I'll see you March in D.C.
Right on, man.
Thanks. Bye. You're listening to the Norman Goldman Show. I'm Adam Klugman, sitting in for Norman Goldman. If you'd like to send me an email, you can send me an email at adam@madashellinamerica.com. If you want to know more about me, go to madashellinamerica.com, or you can go to adamklugman.com and see what I was in a former life, which was a media consultant. But I had good intentions. But I've never always been entirely comfortable with that moniker. Again, you can also send Norm an email and tell him what you think of me, norm@normangoldman.com. We've got one more segment left. So when we come back, if you have anything you want to say to me, 1-888-321-6001. Welcome back to the Norman Goldman Show, the place where justice is served. And I hope that today we did a good job of serving justice up here on the Norman Goldman Show. I'm Adam Klugman, filling in for Norm while he does good political works in the world. I will be back tomorrow and Friday. We're all taking Thanksgiving off. Thanks so much for being part of the show. Thanks to Norm for letting me sit in his chair. It's been an honor. Thanks to Norm's crew for making me feel so welcome. You will hear me tomorrow for 3 hours from 3 to 6. See you tomorrow.